15 tefachim long, that's from the outside of the urim. Now, putting inside the urim is a little bit less inside, because you have to have a chatzi tefach for one side of the wall, and a chatzi tefach on the other side of the wall. So, nishtayir shnei tefachim. How much was left over from the length of the urim? There's inside but coming out, and the reel is only 14 amis. And he used up 14 tefachim. He used up 12 tefachim with the four luchas. Each one was 3 tefachim wide. So you have 12, another 2. You have 2 left over. What do we do with these last 2 tefachim? Shnei tefachim a sefer Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu, sefer Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that was also put into the urim. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That the Moshe Rabbeinu, sefer Torah, also fit into the urim. Roch by Shalorin. Now, what was the width of the urin? Tisha tefachim. According to Rameya, it was 9 tefachim wide. So, see, the pasuk says, Amor v'chatzi roch by. It's an amor and a half wide. Am to ashish. According to Rameya, the amor was 6 tefachim, 1. Or palgus am to and a half of an amor, tlosa, is 3. So, male together, you have 9. So, you have 9 tefachim is the width of the urin. Yeah. Now the arba luchos hayibay, you had the 4 luchos, shnayim shleimim and shnayim shvurim. The last two are whole, and the first 2 are broken. The chesiv asher shibarto v'samtem biyorin is haluch. So we dashim what even the shivre luchos, the first luchos, were also put into the yorin. Haluchos hayah kol echad v'yechad arkon shisha tvachim. Each one was 6 tvachim long. For rochvon again, shall the girl shisha tvachim or shloisha? Really, it's no stirum. Each luach was 3 tefachim wide. Together it was 6. Is a mela tain rochbon shaluchais l'roichboi shaloran. Put now the width, or the other way we said was length of the luchais. Kenega the rochbon of the yoren. So that 6 tefachim is nishtayim risham shloish tefachim. You have 3 tefachim left over. As what we learned before was, we have them all lined up this way. This way was 15. So you had the 12 of them lined up this way, and they came out now 6. So they came out 6 tvachim. This way we're saying now was 9 tvachim. So 6 tvachim was taken up from the luchais. So you have left over, and now 3 tvachim. What do we do with the 3 tvachim? Chatzi tevach mikan lekoisel v'zeh, v'chatzi tevach mikan lekoisel zeh. You have to have the thickness of the koisel was a half of a tevach, and the thickness of this side of the wall was a half of a tevach. Because the measurements of 9 tefachim is only the outside of the urin. But inside of the urin was 1 tefach less. The inside was only 8 tefachim. So, come to say, we used so far 6 tefachim using up for the length of the aluchais. Or tefchayim l'shilat mokim shesefer Torah munach. The extra 2 tefachim here was to give a little space to be able to take out and put in the sefer Torah. L'shilat means to let a little barafchis. Little space to move around there to be able to take in and take out the sefer Torah, like you said, l'shilut. V'achi perushin l'shilut shetei sefer Torah nichneses v'yotzeh revach. That Moshe Rabbeinu sefer Torah should be able to come in and go out easily. L'fi shoyisum manachas orkol aruch b'yaron dainu b'osim shnei tefachim. Was mamish a little bit tied in there. These last 2 tefachim left over. Shenestara b'yaruch horin, left over from the length of the yaron. We said was left over 2 tefachim. So the table. Therefore, it was a little bit wide. The urn was 2 tefachim wider than needed. So that'll be to put your hands in there to move it out, and those 2 tefachim be able to put in and take out the sefer Torah. This is all good according to Rameya Shita, that it was 15 by 9. So there's room in there to put in the 4, the 2 luchais. And the sefer Torah, it all fit into the urine. Yeah. Now, this is according to Rabbi Yechonin Shita. It goes according to Rabbi Meir. Now, the other Shita is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar. No, the amor bas chamisha tefachim hoyu aronosi. The urine was a keli. The kelim were made only from 5 tefachim to the amor. Man tana the amor bas chamisha. Who holds that? That also. Bas chamisha tefachim. Rabbi Yehud goes according to Rabbi Yehud Shita. The Tanina we learned, the Tanina Tamon we learned over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ames HaBinyan Shisha. The Amor, anything for building of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash was made from 6 Tvachim, was the Amor. Shel HaKelim, when they went to make the Kelim, all the measurements were Chamisha. Each Amor only had 5 Tvachim to it. V'yahein Orin Kli, who? and the Aron is also considered a keli. Therefore, the Aron is Amis was only five tefachim. Now, Al Daitet Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, Du Omar, like he would say, the Amos shall chamisha tefachim hoya, that the Amis of the Aron were only five tefachim. Now, Orkoi also shnei mosa tefach, umachza. So how long was the Aron? It was only 12 and a half tefachim. Why? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Amosayim v'chatzi Orkoi. Two Amis and a half was the length of the Aron. Amto chamisha. The amto hey, so you have two amos, that's 10 tefachim. O palgus amto and a half of an amo, treya polik, two and a half. So kitsa together, it's 12 and a half tefachim, that's how long the urn was. Now, the dalad luchois hoyeboy. They put inside here, the dalad luchois went in there. Shnaim shleimim, for the last two, or shnaim shavurim, the first two. Tehsev, the posik says, asher shibarto, v'samtim biurin. With Darshin, the luch, the shivre luchas were also put into the urn. Each luach was six tefachim long. Together, each one was six. There's three and three was six. Now, tain orkon shel luchos liorkon shel urn. Put the six long of it. When the shtayim rishon chati tefach, or you'll have over just as chati tefach. In other words, the four times three again is 12. So put it straight across, you're going to use up 12 tefachim in the Aron. And how much is left over? Just the chatzi tefach. Etzpa l'kaitzel mikan, v'yetzpa l'kaitzel mikan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the wall of the Aron was even smaller. It wasn't the chatzi tefach, it wasn't two etzpois, it was only etzpa. Each wall was only one etzpa wide. So this etzpa here and etzpa over there, that's how you get the half of the tefach. So inside, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only exactly 12 tefachim long. So if you have each luach, which is three tefachim wide, so three times four is 12, it fit in perfectly across the Aron. And we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe's Sefer Torah did not go inside the Aron. There's no room for it. Roch b'shel Aron, how much was the width of the Aron? Shiva tefachim umachza. Seven and a half tefachim. Because the Pasuk says, Amo v'chatzi roch boy, it was one and a half amis wide. Now amto chamisha, one am according to Rabbi Yehuda is five tefachim. O palgus amto, another half of an amma, treya polig, a two and a half. So together you have seven and a half amis, seven and a half tefachim. That's how wide the urn was. V'dalad luchas hayibur, they put the four luchas in there. Shnayim shleimim and shnayim shvurim, two whole ones and the two broken ones. Tirsiv, because the pasuk says asher shibarto v'samtim biurin. Now halucha is hoya kol echod v'echod orkon shisha tefachim v'rochvon shisha tefachim. The luchos was six tefachim long, and two together was six tefachim wide also. So tain rochvon on the roichvon shel orin v'nishtayim sham tefach umachta. When they're sticking out now, the six tefachim long, that was the width of the orin. So you have six tefachim long in seven and a half. So how much you have left over? You have one and a half left over. Is nishtai rishon tefach umachza? You have one and a half tefach left over. Is etzpa l'kaitzel mikan? The etzpa l'kaitzel mikan. You had a half, one etzpa here, one etzpa on this side. So the kid said there was still one tefach left over. Chatzi tefach mikan. Now inside the leftover taka chatzi tefach on one side, the chatzi tefach mikan l'shilit. In order to be able to put the luchas in easily and take the luchas out, they also had a half of a tefach on this side, half of a tefach on this side. So the actual length of the six tefachim were going along the width of the urn, and the width inside, we say now, was seven tefachim wide. So you had a half of a tefach here and half of a tefach here, and the six tefachim were straight smack in the middle, and this where we say now it was 12 and a half. That's also very good. That's how long you needed 12 tefachim for the four luchos here. Each one was three, that's 12. And the extra half was one etzpa here, one etzpa for the kosher. But there's no room, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no room to put the Sefer Torah. It didn't fit into the Aron, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We'll soon see later what did they do with Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah. The Gemara, Ketzad Osa Es Aron. How did he go and make the Aron? Ketzad Osa Betzal Es Aron. How did Betzal go to make the Aron? Rav Chanina Omar, Shalosh Tevois also. He had three different boxes he used to make the urine. Shtayim Shozov, two boxes were made from gold. V'yachas Shaleitz, and the middle box was made from wood. Nosan Shozov B'Shaleitz, He put in the middle one was the gold he put into the box one, into the wood one. V'shaleitz b'shalzov. Then he put the wood one into a gold one. So on the outside and inside was full of gold. V'tzipeyu d'siv. The pasuk says he's supposed to mitzapa curve it up with gold. V'tzipisoy s'zov tor. V'bayisu machutz. So it's very good. You had inside and outside gold. What does the apostle have to say to tzapenu? Pshita, like you did it all already. If you have a golden box outside and a golden box inside, so it's all already covered up with gold. So what does the apostle mean to tzapenu? You should cover it up. Lohavi svasoi hel yonim, the top covering. In other words, the urn, true, all around it, the outside box was made out of gold. But on the top piece here, what you really would see on the top piece is one box you see from gold, the middle one you'd see wood, and the inside you see gold. So on the top of the urn, you'd see the wood here. So that was the mitzvah to cover that up also with gold. We look on top of the urn, on top of each wall of the urn, the complete wall looked like it was gold. So that was this mitzvah to mitzapeyum, fill up the top of each piece of the wall, that you should not see the middle part that was made from wood. It was only made from one box. The urn was made out of one box, not out of three different tavas. Then it's very good. You're supposed to, your was made out of wood, and used to cover it up inside and outside. It's all over, they had to put gold all around the box. So that's the pshat of Bezoi, matam lemet tzapenu. What's the extra with the tzapenu? Like pshito. Once you say, according to him, was really only one box, and you had to put gold all around the box, so pshita, the gold had to go on top of the box also. Like all around the box, you had to cover it up with gold and inside and outside. So there's no chiddush to say you have to cover up the top part of the gold. As according to the first man, the sapeyu means make a box inside and the box outside. So we don't know about the top of the box. But according to Rosh Lakish though, it was only one box. And the Torah says put gold inside and outside, so pshita, you have to have gold all around it. Even the top part of the box also has to have gold on it. So what do we dash from the extra pasuk tzapenu? What do we marab? What else has to be covered up with gold? Is Amar Rav Pinchas lohavi ben nesla neser, in between like one sheet of wood and nesla neser, between one sheet of wood and the other sheet of wood, also put gold there. However, you could stick some gold, stick the gold into the urn. Nesla means from one plank of wood to another plank. He says, "Nami yitzap yizov." The Gemara learned, "Kro v'chol heichod efshot tzapoy seizov yitzape." Any place possible to put some gold in it, put some gold in. Al v'tzipu elyon, but to cover the top of the urn, the Rishim and Lakish ain't sarach ribi. You don't need an extra pasuk for that. To loygora misharma koymis, because according to him, the main box was made out of wood, and the pasuk says cover it with gold. So pshita, you have to put gold all around the box. So rather on the top of the box, also has to be gold. So what do we need the extra pasuk to cover it up? That means ben nesla neser, between one sheet of wood and the other sheet of wood, also try and stick some gold in there. Ketzad hoya luchas tuvim. How was it written exactly on the luchas? How many dibros were written on each luchas? Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel loymer, chamisha luach zem, vechamisha luach zem. That's the way everybody usually learns like this, that's the way we're taught, that the two luchas, there were five dibros on the one side of the luchas, and five dibros on the other side of the luchas. The shnei luchas, five and five. That's what the pasuk says. Vayichtaveim al shnei luchos avonim. Write the aseros adibros on the two luchos. So poshid yidashin chamisha luach zeh. There were five dibros written on one luach. Vechamisha luach zeh. And the other five dibros were written on the second luach. That's the way Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel learns. For Rabbanan Amri, no, they learn asora luach zeh v'asora luach zeh. Each luach had the 10 dibros written on them. In other words, it was written twice. The Aseres HaDibros was written twice. Once on the right side, once on the left side. That's what the pasuk says. Vayagad lechem es brisoi asher tzivu eschem lasos Aseres HaDvorim. Is what I mean Aseres? Aseres means a Lashon Ravin. Mashma 2 times 10. Hidashins al soro al luach zeh. 10 dibros are written on one luach. Ve'asoro al luach zeh. And 10 was written on the other side. In other words, each one had the Aseres HaDibros written on it. He says, but or better still, he dashes.
So Aseres Advarim Vayichtevein Al Shnei Luchas Abonim Mashma Di Asara Kol Evin Ksiv Yim Lo Kein Aseres Advarim Lomli. What's supposed to say Aseres Advarim for? So the Aseres Advarim is like extra teachers, each one had 10. That's the way Rabbonin say. We have Shimon Ben Yechoy Yoyme Esrim Aluach Zeh Vi Esrim Aluach Zeh. No, it was 20. No, it was two times was written on one luach and two times on the second luach. There was 40 altogether. Dichsev Vayichtevim Al Shnei Luchas Avonim. He lessens Esrim Aluach Zeh, 20 on one luach, Vi Esrim Aluach Zeh, 20 on the other one. The commentator says Vayichtevim Mashma Shuksuvim Shnei Povim Al Kol Luach. Two times on each luach, and each side had two times the Aseres HaDibros. So together it was a 4 times, 40 Dibros were written on it. We have Yisimoy Yoyme, no, Arboyim Aluach Zeh, 4 times was written the Aseres HaDibros on one side, V'Arboyim Aluach Zeh, and 4 times was written on the other side. There were 40 Dibros on one side, and 40 Dibros on the other side. Before each tablet had 40. The Pasuk says, Mizeh U'Mizeh Hen Ksuvim. Matruga. It was like a square box. It was written on all 4 sides of it. Matruga means like a square. So each tablet was like a square that on all 4 sides of the square was written the Aseres HaDibros. So each tablet had the Aseres HaDibros written on it 4 times. So it was 40 times on one side and 40 on the other side. Mizel mizehen ksuvim, haino beiz ba'orka obeiz pomim al shnei tzidei rochbay. 2 ba'orka and 2 on the rochbay. V'yal shetach shelamala shelamata lohoi ksuvim. On top and bottom, he had nothing written on it. And that's the Lashon Yerva of Matrugi. He says, Meruba, the Lashon Yozin. In Greek, it means square. Notice the tablets were square, so on all 4 sides of it was written the Aseres HaDibros. So Kitz was written 40 and 40. Chananya ben Achai, we have Yeshua Aimer. Ben kol Dibur v'Dibur, in between each Dibur and another Dibur, on the Luchos, was Ditukeho v'yos Yisrael Shetorah. Was written in the Dibros were the Diktuk and Oisya Shotara. Those things were written in between each Dibur. Says Ben Kol Dibur V'Dibur, Hoy Iksuvim Dikduke Torah. It's exactly what the Dikduke Torah doesn't say here. And it means the Pirush of the Dibros, it means Purushim, Yisoidos, but other things were written inside the Luchas also. We just know the Aseres HaDibros, that was like the main writing. But in between one line and another line, there was also things written there, Yisoidos HaTorah were written there also. Dikduke Torah were written there also. Shasan Dibdukel, V'yos Yosel Shatayram. The Yosis of the Torah was also written there. The Pasuk says, M'moloyim B'tarshis. That was filled up like a Tarshis. That means Kiyama Rabba, like a big ocean. Says here, Kiyama Rabba, Sheshmoy Tarshis. That's the name of this ocean. V'hayam HaGodol. That's the Yama Godol. V'moloy Mine Dogam Harbor. It has a lot of fish inside it. So a lot of different fish, a lot of different things were written on the Luchas. And if Shimon ben Lakish could have imotay hadin krom, when he came to this krom, Mamoloyim Batashis, have Yomri said, Yofo lamdeinu Chananya ben Achai. He learned this very good. That what? There were a lot of things written on the Luchas also. And Yeshua says like this, Maha Yamazeh, just like the ocean, ben gal godol, a gal godol, between one big wave and another big wave, galam kitanim. There are small waves in between. It's kach the same thing on the Luchas. Bein kol diba v'dibur, in between one diba and the next diba, were written on the luchos dikdukei avos yosel shatorah. The dikduk, the medagdik in the Torah and the oisis of the Torah, heit yisoid the shatorah, were also written on the luchos. Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Tanchuma is kshiyos kumi Rebbe Pinchas. That like the first says, kshiyos lefnei Rebbe Papa. Tanchuma says that yes, this kash in front of Pinchas. That what the Kroy Kreb Yehudi Daikib Loi Kremeya. He has a Rai from the next Psukim, it's Mashm according to Reb Yehudi Shita, and not according to Remeya. There was a Yehudi Shita was only five, each arm was only 5 tzvachim, and therefore there was no room for the Sefer Torah to be put inside the urn. He says, Asi Kreb Yehuda, Volei Asi Kreb Meya. The Psukim came out good according to Reb Yehudi Shita, and not according to Remeya Shita. But my time with Reb Yehuda, why is it good? What's the time of Reb Yehudi Shita? Because the Pasuk says, Lo kuach es sefer ha-Torah hazeh, take this sefer Torah, v'samtem oisoi mitzad aroin bris Hashem. And where should we put it? On the side of the urn. So it's a right of Yehuda, that the sefer Torah of Moshe did not fit inside the urn, but it was put on the side
of the urine. Because inside the urine there was no room for the Sefer Torah. There was only enough room for the four luchas. And Adayit the Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, do Omer, you have to say like this, that Heichen Hoye Sefer Torah Nosen, where did they put the Sefer Torah according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, is Kemin Gluskiya Ostol Mibachutz, there was like a cabinet, like a box on the side of the urine, for your Sefer Torah Nosen B'Seichai. And inside this cabinet, inside this Gluskiya, that's where they put the Sefer Torah, but not inside the urine itself. So this is a Pasek Araya to Rebbe Yehuda. For the Gemara, my time with Rameya, not the Kasha, but what's the reasoning of Rameya? Where is Rameya's Raya to say from the Psukim that the Sefer Torah was put inside the Urin? There was enough room even for the Sefer Torah to fit inside the Urin. There's it, because another Pasuk says, Vinosato es hakapuris al horin. We put the kapuris, that's the top covering, on top of the Urin, milmalo on top, the yellow Urin, and into the Urin, a tita nesedis. You should put the Yedis, Pasha means the Torah, Asher Eten Elecha, that I will give you. So it's Mashma, what? That first they put the Kapuris, the covering on top of the urine. And first, later on, there was a time when they put the Sefer Torah inside the urine. And like the Korbanedis says, that the Hevel Elamichtav Tchilav Yel Oren Titin Esedis really should have said first, if it's only talking about the Luchas, it should have said first we put the Luchas inside the urine. V'yachakach v'nosate es HaKapuris. And then later should have said, we'll put the covering, the kapuras on top of it. What does the pasuk say? First we put the covering, and then later we put the edus. Elavadai the edus to kru haino sefer Torah. The edus of this pasuk is talking about the sefer Torah. V'in nesuna l'teichorin. This was put inside the urine when, much later on, b'soif mem shon, at the end of 40 years, shekvar hoya kapuras nosen al urin. That then the kapur was already once put on top of the urine. And first later, after 40 years, they had to open it up again and put the Sefer Torah inside it. So therefore, it's very good, this Pasuk, that says, V'nosa nesa kapurus al oren. Milmala. First, b'shas nesias ha-mishkan, they put the kapurus on top of the oren. V'yel oren, titer sa'edus, and then later on, we'll have to first put the edus, the Sefer Torah inside it. Asher eten alecha. So it comes out very good, according to Reb Meir Shita. So the more now, adaita et Reb Meir, which really the first time say, the growing, the grower, and the Korbanedis trains the sheet and says, Kshubi Reb Yehuda. He's Abaita Reb Yehuda, what does he do with this Pasuk? Reb Yehuda that said the Sefer Torah did not fit inside the urine. So what's beyond this Pasuk that says first they put the covering on top of the urine, and then later they put the Edis, which according to him is the Luchas inside, the Chura should have been the opposite way. That first we put the Luchas inside the urine, and then later we put the covering on top. So Gemara says, Du Omer, you have to say, Ein Muktim Umucha Batera. There's nothing first and last in the Torah. In other words, even though first they actually put the luchas in and then they covered it up, still the Torah said the opposite way. Because ein muktim u'mucha b'Torah. Something that comes later could be said before in the Sefer Torah. And the Chiddush is, even in the same Inyan itself, Mamash we're talking about here, about the making the Oren, still it says the opposite way. Even though really, first they put the luchas inside it and then they put the kapuras on top, the Pasuk says the opposite way. Elo, what should be? V'yel oron titanus edus. First they put the edus, which means the luchas, according to Rebbe Yehuda, they put it inside the urine. Asheret in alecho. V'yachakach, and afterwards, v'nosato es hakapuris al oron. And then later they first put the kapuris on top of the urine. Milmalo on top. Tzmur says now, Rebbe Pinchas b'shem of Shir Melevi. Ha toiro she'nosan le'akodesh baruch hu le'moshe. It's the toiro that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Eish levoina charusa b'eish chura. There was like white fire going in the middle of black fire. So the Korbanedis says that means Eish levoina means heim oisyes. The white fire was like that's the oisyes of the Torah itself. Chakukia magabi eish chura was like hollowed out in the middle of black fire. Vainu ksav levuna. In other words, the oisyes, the words looked like white fire, and it was written in the middle of black fire. That's the word here, Eish Levona, Charusa B'Yesh Chayra. He, Eish Muvoleles, B'Yesh Chatzuva, that it was like fire mixed up together. He says, He, Eish means HaTorah Atzma Eish. The Torah itself was like fire, or Blula B'Yesh, was mixed in with other type of fire. And Me'esh, Unesuna Me'esh, and it was also given Me'esh also. And as soon as he says the Korbanedis means, Me'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Me'esh L'mala. It was given to Moshe from the fire of above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. And Hashem's right hand, Eish, a fire, was given the Torah. Now, these different type of fires here, we don't know exactly what it means. That Takt and Chavetin want to say, it goes on the Nishamas of Klai Yisrael. He says, Bisharsha Nishamas Yisrael, Shein Levushin, Lamachzav HaTorah, Shein Nishama, Cholak Elokai Mimal, Shein Gimel Chalki HaTorah Kiduah. Kitzur, this fire means it's something to do with the Nishamas of Klai Yisrael. Yeah. So, up to the next Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Heichen Hoyu Mishtachavin. It's learned before that they used to bow down 13 times. So where was these 13 times that they bowed down? So it's really connected to 13 different shurim, 13 different gates that there were in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where they used to bow down. So the Mishnah says, Arba B'Tzofen. There were four of them on Tzofen on the north side. The Arba B'Dorim. Four of them were on the south side. Sholosh B'Mizrach. Three of them was on the east side. Ushtayim B'Marav. And two gates were on the west side. This was connected to 13 shurim, 13 different gates coming into the Beis Hamikdash, and they used to bow down by each gate. Now, Sha'orim Deroimim, the gates on the south side, Samuchim Lamarav, were near the west side. Now, Shar Elyon, the top gate, then Shar HaDelek, that's the second gate, Shar HaBcheris, that's the third gate, and Shar HaMayim, that's the fourth gate. Why was the fourth gate called the Shar, the opening, the gate of the water? Sheboy, because through this gate, Machnisan used to bring in Tzluchas Shomayim, a bucket full of water, Shonisach, from the water they used to get,